This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. Currently, the state of Alaska does not recognize tribes in the same way as the federal government or states in the lower 48 do. A measure in the State House would amend state law to officially recognize most tribes of Alaska. Advocates say that pushing for that formal recognition is about changing the relationship between state and tribes. House Bill 123 would change state law so that Alaska officially recognized tribes in the state in the same way that the federal government does. The federal government recognizes 229 tribes in Alaska. One of them is the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska. Chakya Ish Peterson is president.
It's somewhat ironic to be asking for recognition, but we know that it's so important in our day-to-day business as tribes.
Peterson spoke to a House Special Committee meeting on tribal affairs. There are 574 federally recognized tribes in the U.S.
I think that it's not lost on many of us that those tribes here in Alaska, making up half of the tribes in the United States, are still struggling to be recognized here.
Recognition is a complicated concept that could be a whole story in itself, but it's easiest to understand as something that would give the state more flexibility and opportunities to partner with tribes. If passed, the bill would provide jurisdiction to the tribes over its citizenship, residence, and over water and land ownership. It's helpful to think of this jurisdiction not as a physical boundary that tribes would have control of, but as an added layer of local governmental control. Walthall Gedok Barbara Blake is director of the Alaska Native Policy Center at the First Alaskans Institute. Blake also spoke before the Tribal Affairs Committee. She says that three sovereigns are at work in the United States: federal, the states, and the tribes. This issue of sovereignty is thorny. A lot of people tend to think that expanding tribal sovereignty will diminish the power of the state and federal governments. Blake says it's actually an opportunity to strengthen the relationships between tribes, the state, and federal government, and for tribes to provide more services and bring more funding into the state for things that both want to accomplish.
These institutions are all providing services to citizens of the United States and citizens of the state and citizens of our tribal nations. Services that are complementary to each other, services that we know can go that much further by working together and finding opportunities to streamline how we all operate in this state.
Another barrier to the state's recognition of tribal sovereignty is that a lot of people tend to think that there's a hierarchy, that one government has more control or authority than another. Laganai Liz Medicine Crow is president and chief executive officer of the First Alaskans Institute, and she says that's not true.
But when it comes to being able to come together nation to nation and make agreements, that is the place not only of coming to really critical decisions that need to be made, but it is a place of nation building. And for Alaska, that's something that we could have here as well, a place of building a better state.
So what is the state doing right now? Well, instead of recognizing tribes and tribal organizations and sovereigns and letting them have local control over certain services, the state signs contracts or compacts with them. It's best to think of contracts as agreements between two or a small group of parties with the expectations to deliver goods or services by accomplishing X, Y, and Z, and it usually comes with a deadline. But while contracts are legally binding agreements, tribal organization leaders like Liz Medicine Crow say contracting limits and constrains tribal service providers too much.
You're getting the result that you pay for when it comes to contracting, because the bar for success is being held onto so tightly that they cannot do what they really need to be able to do. And there's so much tight control and wanting to have power and control over it that, in fact, it's suffocating the system from being able to really achieve what's possible in provision of public service to our communities and public safety to our communities.
The other avenue of government-to-government relations between tribes and the states are compacts. Through compacts with the state, tribes help fund services by leveraging federal money, money that the state may not have access or capacity to deliver. Areas of opportunities for compacting include in child welfare, education, public safety, as well as transportation. Tribes, the state, and the federal government often legally spar over jurisdictions. Most recently, the Metlakatla Indian Reserve sued the state and federal court in regards to fishing rights. And the state sued the federal government for giving tribes optional out-of-season hunting rights out of concerns for food scarcity and security during the early months of the pandemic. Alaska Native Policy Center Director Blake says that a closer relationship, one based on mutual respect as equals, would limit the amount of times that legal action is necessary. In Anchorage, I'm Tripp Krause.